Had some props this morning. Okay. So yes, for those who were here last week, we started, it was Tu B'Shvat 1 week ago, and we were discussing some various different halachic topics related to Peiros. Didn't quite finish, and so Josh asked me to come back, and I don't know if I'm going to finish. I don't know, it depends if they give me another opportunity. If they don't give me another opportunity, then I guess I'm finished. But I'm definitely going to try to finish at least one topic that was on the cards to discuss in depth, and obviously added a few things. So like I said, I brought a few props here because nothing quite like a practical shear. Fred, I didn't bring enough food for everybody, so you'll have to forgive me. But I've got a few things, and we're going to discuss Hilchos Brachos relating to these items. So I've got here a freshly bought fruit salad, which we'll have to see what's inside there. It looks like there's some grapes and some melon, orange, pineapple. So we've got basically a mixture here of ha'etz and adoma. We've got some olives here, which are eight. We've got some crackers. Anyone's hungry? There's enough here actually for everyone. And a granola bar. I'm not endorsing anything. You're welcome to come and examine before you eat. So the topic we're going to discuss is Seder of Brachos. We'll touch on some other things related to Hilchos Brachos as we go along. And we're going to focus, obviously, Hilchos Brachos is huge. And there's lots of things we won't cover. We're going to try to focus on things related to fruits, because that's the title. So basically, there are two main, when determining the Seder of Brachos. So if I've got here, this is my breakfast, and I'm trying to work out what should I make the bracha on first. I've got here bezoinus, I've got ha'etz, I've got hadoma, and let's say I've got a shahakal. So what determines which bracha I should make first? There's two questions, really. There's which bracha to make first, and where you have items which have the same bracha, which item do you make that bracha on? So you've got a seder which comes in the seder of making brachas, and then you've got a seder based on the food type. So you've got multiple items with the same bracha, and you'll have to determine which is the item to make the bracha on. So we're going to start with some very simple information that probably everybody, I'm sure everybody knows, and then we'll go from there and hopefully add a few things that are perhaps less well known. So, in this in our selection here, the seder of brachas is obviously hamotzi is hamotzi, and then obviously normally if you make a hamotzi, you're probably not making brachas on anything else except for dessert. Again, we're not going to go into that. But let's say if you've got food in front of you like this, you've got a mezoinus. So the seder is mezoinus on a cake and crackers, anything made of the chameshes haminim, the five types of grain, even though the Torah gives chit and se'ora, there's wheat and there's barley, but there are actually five types of grain, Chazal tell us. So obviously you've got wheat and barley, rye, spelt and oats. So Chazal tell us that basically they are kusvin, spelt is a type of wheat, and oats and rye are types of barley, that's simply speaking. And there's a bit of a crossover as well in other ways. Is all relevant in Hilchas Challah when you're making different doughs and mixing different doughs, and can you be mafrish in different doughs? We have to know. That's where that's discussed in Maseches Mishnayos and Maseches Challah. If you look there at the very beginning, it discusses that. But anyway, so there's five types of grain. So mezoinus is anything which is on the five types of grain. Normally is barim minei mezoinus. So the bracha of mezoinus is the top of the line. After that is a bracha on yayin. Right, which is why some say Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know if it's minhag of everybody, when you make Kiddush Shabbos morning and you're having yayin, making a goffin, and then you've got cake in front of you, do you have to cover the cake because really mezonis comes first. So Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says that you should, but whatever your minhag is, that's what you continue to do, no doubt. After yayin, after bopi goffin comes ha'etz and hadoma. We'll discuss that a little bit more in a minute. And then finally, obviously, shahakol. But then the klal is that the more specific the brocha, the kedima, the priority is given to that brocha. So let's now discuss Eitz HaAdama. So throughout the question, what comes first? You've got two items. You've got one is a Haetz, and one is HaAdama. You've got, like we've got here, we've got here a mixture, like I said, we've got grapes, and we've got melon. Okay, that's one suggestion. I won't respond yet. Let's see, any other suggestions? Okay, Shiva Saminim, okay.
You should make one
that you like best. Okay, so very good. So but essentially, the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions, and the halacha is like the little one over here that when it comes to ha'etz or hadoma, you go after whatever's chaviv to you. What's your normal preference? So if you are a melon lover, you love melon. Melon is your favorite. So you've got this fruit salad, and the fruit salad, by the way, we'll come back to the fruit salad because I'm not saying you should make two brochas on the fruit salad. We're going to come back to that. Okay, I'm just using, let's say you've got grapes separately and melon separately. So if you're planning on eating both for breakfast, which should you make? Which should you make the boi pri adama on the melon, or should you make the boi pri ha'etz on the grapes? So if you prefer the melon, if the melon is your favorite, then the klal is this is because these are two different brochas. Two different brochas, working out what you should make the brocha on. So then the klal is that you make the brocha on the item that is your preference. If they're both equally choviv, if they're both equally, you enjoy both of them, you don't have a preference one or the other, so then there is you make the brocha on the one which is shivas haminim. So you'll make them, in this case, you make the brocha on the grapes. If there's neither of them are shivas haminim, so let's say you've got melon and you've got apple, so then you'll make the brocha on the ha'etz. So basically, even though normally speaking, we'll see in a minute that it normally goes the other way around. Normally shivas haminim actually has priority, but in this scenario where we've got two items with two different brochas, you've got ha'etz and hadoma, so the klal is you make the brocha on the item that is your preferred item. So if your preferred item is the adoma, you make the brocha on the adoma. Even though you'd think that you should make the bari priya ha'etz first, you make the bari priya adoma first, the making the bari priya adoma will not patter the ha'etz because that was not your intention. When you made the brocha bari priya adoma on the melon, you did not have intention for that bari priya adoma. It's true that if you made hadoma, just addressing your point, it's true that if you made bari priya adoma on the grapes, it would b'diyevet patter, but that's not the brocha lechatchila. So when you make the bari priya adoma on the melon, it does not patter, and you eat the melon, that will not patter the eight. Will not patter the grapes.
The melon and the eight. When you say adoma, you say now...
You make the adoma on the melon first, and that's what you should do if that's your preference. It will not cover the grapes. You still need to make eight. Only if you made the hadoma on the grapes, meaning if you picked up the grapes and by mistake you made the baby hadoma, then you'll be yoitze. You won't have to make any bracha.
You did it intentionally.
If you did intentionally, yeah.
It still covers the melon?
If what? If you made...
If you made hadoma on the grape, it still cover the melon?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at the end, if you ate the grape, and b'dievid, it patters the grapes.
Yes.
So you've now made hadoma, so it does cover the melon.
So the eight is actually also for the hadoma.
It's true. That's the reason why if you make hadoma on something which is her eight, then you're yotze. But if you make the hadoma on the hadoma, it doesn't patter the ha'etz.
No, but you have the intention to eat both.
Yeah, that's a different question. Okay, so if you had intention, if having intention to eat both, you will not minastam. If you just make hadoma on your melon, it will not. You will still need to make ha'etz on your grapes. If you had specifically in mind to do something which is against the halacha, which is to say, I'm having the hadoma, I'm making the bracha on the melon, and I want to also patter the grapes, I do not recall what the halacha is. I remember it's a discussion. It's not simple. It could be. It does work. I think it probably, but the eved, you would not make a new bracha. But obviously, you shouldn't do that because the correct bracha is bei pri ha'etz. You should not have, should not make adama on the melon with having intention to patter the bei pri ha'etz. So, again, so if you got hadama ha'etz, And if it's a misconception, people think that ha'eitz comes first. It's not true. The first thing you have to look at is what is your normal preference, not your preference now. But the definition of choviv, what's your preference is, what is your normal preference? Normally I prefer melon, should make the bracha on the melon. If they're both equally choviv, so then shivas haminim and ha'eitz, I mean in this case it's the same thing. But that is the solution. Okay, so now we brought up fruit salads. So fruit salads obviously are the question. Again, there'll be two questions in this lovely fruit salad here. The question is, let's start with the question, how many brachas do I need to make? So we've discussed here, if you've got hadoma and you've got ha'eitz. So if I've got hadoma and ha'eitz separately, so like as discussed, preference, shivas haminim, and then last in the line is ha'eitz. Fine, that's if I've got ha'eitz and hadoma separately. But in this case, I've got, let's say, I mean, there's actually quite big chunks over here. But let's say this is a fruit salad and the items are all mixed up. So how many brachas do you make on a fruit salad? So this is a discussion. It's a machloikas. Some say that you've got different items. They've not been cooked together. It happened to be you've got items that you chopped up and you put together and it's now a mixture. So some say that you should make, the Chai Odom's opinion is that you should make a bracha on each fruit separately. So you'll take out, and this, so if you go follow the klal, and we said if melon is your preference, you take out a piece of melon, you make a brei pri adamo, you take out grape or whatever, another ha'eit, and you make the bracha on the eight, and finished. That's the opinion of the Chai Odom. There are other chorinim who argue, and they say that when you have a mixture, you look at everything, if the items are small and mixed together, not big chunks, but items that are mixed together, then you only need to look at it as one thing, one item, not many items, one item, and that one item requires one brocha. And you have to choose. And how do you determine which brocha? You go after the majority. Not by shivas haminim, not by choviv. You have one item, the majority ingredient, or the majority brocha. So you can have multiple different types of fruit, right? And there may not be a majority in any one particular fruit, but you make the bracha of the summit, look it up together, so you've got altogether 40% of hadoma and 60% of ha'eitz all together. If you put all the different fruits together, so then you'll make a bracha borei pri ha'eitz. Or if it's the other way around, then you'll make a bracha borei pri hadoma. So when you've got that, and that's the halacha, that is the achra, the bi halacha says sofik brachas lahakel. We've got a machlokes, and therefore you should make a single bracha, not make multiple brachas. So again, that's very...
What's the time scale between the two?
If you're making two brachas?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying this. Okay, so one second, let's make sure I make myself clear. There's two opinions. One opinion says, you need to make two brachas. So you need to take out a piece of... straight away, no time... difference between them, because you're obligated to make the brachas. You just need to make sure you make ha'eit on the ha'eit and adoma on the adoma. The bi halacha says, and that's the halacha, I think that should be taken on as the halacha the ma'aseh, because sofik brachas lahakel, this is what the bi halacha says you should do. You don't make two brachas, you make one bracha. So you want to take a scoop of your fruit salad, you make one bracha on that fruit salad.
If all your fruit is, sorry.
Let me just finish off. If you want to make sure that you avoid the machlokes, I've saw brought down that there is an eitzah. It's a little bit of a inconvenience, but if you want to be a Yerei Shemayim, wants to avoid the machlokes, the suggestion was take out the fruit, each piece of fruit, put it on the side. It says for a small amount of time. I don't know what that means. As if to say they're no longer mixed up. I know this is no longer fruit salad. I've got two pieces of fruit. Got two pieces of fruit. I make two brachas. That would avoid the machlokes. So then, it would be relevant. Your question: how long in between? I saw it brought down. Zman mu'ut. What does that mean? Put it on the side. Put a piece of grape on the side. A bit of melon on the side. Make ha'eitz. Make ha'doma. After 30 seconds or something, it's as if they're no longer mixed up. I'm not eating fruit salad. I'm eating grapes. I'm eating melon. But if you're eating fruit salad, then as long as they're smallish pieces, not big chunks, then it's a mixture. It's a spoonful altogether. Then just one bracha.
I was going to ask you, if all your fruit is actually ha'doma.
Yeah.
Would you still need to make a hadoma, even if you made a moitzi to begin with?
Okay, well, I haven't been discussing. Do you make brochas?
It bothers me, you see, because we're young. Moitzi covered everything.
Yeah, really? I haven't wanted to get into that again. Once you bring in hamoitzi and suda and everything.
Came along in the '50s, and you have to make a separate brocha for fruit. Otherwise, we never did.
I think it predates the '50s, but essentially, if you're having fruit at the end of a meal, which is a dessert, that's kenuach. We could discuss in the Gemara. That's kenuach suda. It's not bechlal the suda, and you should make a eight on fruit in the suda.
After this is called so six. If you have fruit at the beginning, you don't have brocha.
Ooh. Okay, so that's fruit salad. So we've dealt with seder of brochas, and we've dealt with fruit salad. You should make a single brocha. Now we come to where you've got multiple items which have the same brocha. So the mechaber. In Orachaim, Hilchos Brachos, Reishiyot Aleph, that's where it is, 211, is in the beginning there, he brings Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. He brings two different opinions. So the majority opinion is most Rishonim hold that when you've got two fruits with the same bracha, then the most important determining factor is Shivas Haminim. Doesn't matter if you prefer your melon, melon's adomah. Doesn't matter if you prefer your apples or your oranges over your grapes or your pomegranates. Doesn't matter. If you have in front of you, again, I don't think I've got here. I've got
olives.
Okay, and here, okay, in my fruit salad. So I've got olives, I've got grapes, and I've got oranges. Right? So it doesn't matter that you prefer oranges over grapes. The opinion of the Rosh and most of Shonim hold that you make the bracha Shivas Haminim. That's the most chosh of a thing. The Rambam, he brings the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam argues, and the Rambam holds, no, that Choviv is more important. If they're both equally Choviv, they're both equally, no preference one over the other. So the Rambam agrees that then the Shivas Haminim will determine the Seder. But the halacha is like the Rosh, that you should make the bracha on Shivas Haminim, which is, of course, on Leil Rosh Hashanah, when we're hopefully dipping the apple in the honey, right? If you're doing your simonim, so Rosh and people will have dates, right? Shetamu soineinu, I think it is, right? So you've got your dates, and you've got your apple, which you're going to dip in honey, and you need to make a brocha. Let's say you need to make a brocha bari priyates, right? Because it's not part of the suda. It's a separate thing, no connection to the suda. So you make a bari priyates to cover the various foodstuffs that you're, the simonim that you're going to eat. So if you have the minhag to eat the apple first, that's a bit of a problem in halacha, because to make the bracha on the apple, it doesn't matter that the apple is choviv, you have to make the bracha, the bari priyates, on the shivas haminim. So in my house, that's what we do, we make the bari priyates first on the dates, and then afterwards you do the tepuach b'dvash. Now, if you want to answer, I think some people do have the minhag to make the bari priyates on the apple, then if anyone here makes the bracha first on the apple. So then I think, again, I didn't look into it, but I think it's you perhaps to say that they're relying on the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is you go after what's Choviv, and Choviv, I guess, on Leil Rosh Hashanah, then we have to say that the apple in the honey is what's Choviv.
Can people take the dates off the table?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's another eight. Yeah, you can take the dates off the table. Right, exactly. There's an eight to avoid the problem. And you take the dates off the table, and that way you can make the bracha on the apple. knowing, obviously, that you're going to have the dates afterwards, but nonetheless, it's not there, and I don't want to eat it now. That's something I didn't point out. Remember, obviously, whenever we're discussing Seder, I didn't put an important point. Whenever you're discussing Seder brachas, from the beginning, Mezoinus, Yayin, Ha'et Adoma, Shahakal, it's not supposed to interrupt or disturb your meal. Right. If you're not planning on eating this item now, if you've got a certain structure to your meal times, so you start your breakfast with melon, and then you move on to granola cereal or something, or mezonos or something. You don't need to start changing the order and the items you want to eat in order to do the Seder Brachos. Seder Brachos is, if I've got multiple items that I want to eat, and I need to know which one to make the bracha first, I have no preference about which one I want to eat first, then you have to look at what the Seder Brachos. But if you're not planning on eating that item right now, then you are not mechuyev to start eating that item first in order to be makdim the bracha. So let's go to Neshivas Haminim. So in Neshivas Haminim, we know obviously Neshivas Haminim is say the seven species. So the pasuk says it's in Parshas Ekev, it's Eretz Chitus Oira Gefen to Einav Rimon Eretz Shemazai Sudvash. Right, so we've got the word Eretz at the beginning. The Gemara says you've got the word Chazal Darshan, you've got the word Eretz at the beginning. Then you've got five items: Chitus Oira Gefen to Einav Rimon Eretz Zayis Shemen Udvash. So Chazal say the Torah is coming to tell us the order, right? But the order is not the seven as they're written in the pasuk. The order is how is whatever closest to the word Eretz. So you've got the word Eretz at the beginning and the Eretz at the end. So you've got Eretz Chitus Oira at the beginning of the pasuk. At the end you've got Eretz Shemen Zayis Udvash. So those are both next to an Eretz. So Chazal say you've got Chitus the first, Chitus closest to the first word Eretz. Then it says Soira. The second word Eretz, it says Shemen Zayis, which is Zaysim, olives. So number two, technically, is actually olives. So it's actually, the order is wheat, olives. Back to the first Eretz, number two of the first Eretz is Soira, barley. Number two of the second one Eretz is Dvash, which is tomorrow, which is dates. So those are your first four. You've got, really, it's got the Seder is Chita Zayis, Soira, tomorrow, Dvash. And then you've got the others, which is Gefen to Einav Rimon. Right? So that's the Seder. So just to be clear, we've got wheat, olives, barley, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates. So those are the Shivas Aminim. So we're going to come to Chizor. Right. We're going to come to Chizor. So Chizor, why not? Why not, Reb Shimon? Because they're Mazoinas. Mazoinas. Okay. So we're going to come to that. Okay. So, just to say, the Turi Evan asks, how can Chazal say this? The Torah had to write, you could ask, the Torah had to write them in a certain order. So how does the fact that the Torah wrote them, how does that prove that there's an order to their importance? He had to write them, they couldn't be written, you know, all together. It's not a shopping list. It's going to be written all, you know, one after the other. So how can you, how does Chazal, so the Turi Evan says, that's why the Torah wrote the word Eretz twice. If it would have just written Eretz, Chita, Zayis, Shemen, Seoira, Dvash, etc., etc., then there's no proof that the one is more choshev than the other, because the Torah had to write them in an order, had to write them somehow, so that it doesn't prove that there's an order. So he says the fact that he wrote the word Eretz twice comes to tell you, oh, there is an order over here, and therefore we use the its location vis-a-vis the word Eretz to determine the chashivas. Okay, so let's now bring back some of our props. This is made of oats. This is a granola bar, made of oats. And this is, now oats is, shibboleth shual, is a, Chazal says, a type of soira. It's a type of barley. It's not written, it doesn't say it mefresh in the Torah, but it's included in the category. This is chita soira, it's included in soira. And I've got olives. So, according to what we just said, if I'm planning on eating, strangely enough, I'm planning on eating olives and a granola bar. It's my favourite breakfast. Then, what comes first? According to what we just said, anyone wants to say? You would say the olives come first, right? You would say the olives come first because olives, yeah, Zayis Shemen is number one of the second word Eretz. Now, obviously, if I've got Mazonas crackers, it's made of wheat, and then that comes first. Let's say I've got this oat bar, and this oat bar is is the same as barley, so that comes, should come second. So I should make.
There's also Mazonas,
no? The
bar.
This is Mazonas, but this is wheat, and this is barley. This is like barley. One second, let's come to the bracha second. I'm just talking about, we're going to come to the bracha in a minute. I'm just talking about the item. Right. So what comes first? If you're just looking at the item, so then olives should, the bracha on this should come first. What's the problem? Right? What's the problem? Right? If you're looking purely at Shivas Haminim, what comes first? Olives come first. But the problem is, says the Mishnah Berurah, bring the Levush, that you can't make a ha'etz first on the olives. You have to make the bracha. We've forgotten the first klal. The first klal is you've got to look at which is the most choshev a bracha. The most choshev a bracha is the mezoinus. So you have to make the first borei mene mezoinus. And then you make the baby eight. So even though, as far as the Shiva's Haminim is concerned, the olives should come first. But Mazonas trumps Ha'etz. That's all well and good if this would actually be Mazonas. But actually, these are not Mazonas. Actually, it's printed. Interesting enough, it's printed. The American Heksha here has actually printed that it's actually by Pri Adam. Now, the reason why this is by Pri Adam, again, we're not going to go into this, the whole sugya in itself, but essentially, is that you only make a brocha, you only make the spitz brocha, the best brocha, when it's been prepared in the best way, in the normal way, in the normal fashion. So when it comes to mezoinus, when it comes to grains, you have to, normally, you crush them, you make them into flour, you cook them. In this case, this is they've basically taken whole kernels of oats, and they've literally just oven roasted them, dry roasted them, and then packed them together. So the halacha is that that's not a normal way, that's not the best way of preparing grain. So therefore, the bracha on this is borei pri adam. So therefore,
do we take into account the proportion? Maybe it's like 70% barley and.
Yeah, that's as far as the bracha achrona is concerned. Yeah, that's relevant. Yeah, I don't want to go into that because it's a whole. That's the thing. But as far as the bracha achrona, what bracha achrona is, yes, that's that. You look at the majority. You even look at the majority, especially if it's one item, the majority ingredient. So the majority ingredient here, you don't make malt. You're not going to make shahakal because it's got honey in it. You make one. It's one item. You make one bracha. So this is a borei pri adama. The borei adama hasn't got, as far as I know, has got nothing else. It hasn't got any other. Hasn't got any other flour, hasn't got regular flour. I mean, if it would be regular flour mixed in, it'd be majority regular flour, yes. So you make olives. So going back to our question, even though really the olives come first, we said if this would be mezoinus, then you'd make the bracha on this first. But actually, because this is borei pri adama, so we're back to our shaila of ha'eitan adama. So what did we say? What do we do in ha'eitan adama? We said you look at what's choviv. And if... So if you prefer the olives, you prefer the granola bar, then that's what you make the bracha on. And if you have no preference, so then in this case, Shivas Haminim does come into play, in which case you make the bracha on the olives and not on the granola bar.
The barley should be Hadamah or Mazonas?
Barley is normally, if it's prepared, barley is...
It should be from only barley, water.
If it's got pieces of barley in it... Then I think it's Mazonas. You're asking me a question I haven't prepared. If it's whole pieces of barley, it depends. It might depend how much barley there is and whether or not there's. If it's clumped together and you've got if it's gelled together, I think it's probably Mazonas. Yeah. Okay. So, fine. So that's our granola bars and our olives dealt with. So, let's finish off. After, so I think we're just talking about now items with the same bracha. We said the main determining factor is Shivas Haminim. After Shivas Haminim comes Sholem. If you've got two items, which at least you've got orange and apple, and you're planning on eating both, which should you make the bracha on? Sholem, if one of them is whole, I believe I saw that even if you just have one piece of orange, obviously orange is there's segments of the orange, so one segment of orange is considered to be a whole thing. It's a shdav a sholem. It's not a whole orange, but it's not a sholem. And if you've got a slice of apple, so you make the bracha on the dav a sholem. So after Shivas Haminim comes sholem. After sholem comes choviv, your preference. So that means even if you prefer the apple over the orange, if the orange is whole, you should make the bracha on the orange. If they're both not whole, so then you go after what's choviv. So again, so Shivas Haminim is followed by Sholem, which is followed by choviv. If none of them are Shivas Haminim, and none of them are Sholem, none of them are whole, there's no whole item, and neither of you have a preference, don't have a preference for either, so then the bigger one is the item that you should make the bracha on. Finally, I just want to point out, there is a halacha. If you eat what's called a beria is a whole item. If you eat a whole fruit, or a dov sholem, like we said, Doesn't matter the size of it. It's a question. It's a shaila of a bracha achroina. In other words, everybody knows that to make a bracha achroina, you have to have a certain shiur. A kazayis is eaten a certain amount of time. But there is an opinion, there's a Rishalmi, and they bring the halacha of the Rishalmi, even though we don't paskin like it, but it's brought that we should be concerned for it, is that if you have what's called a beria, that means if you have an entire item, even if it's less than that shiur, so then you should make a bracha achroina. So let's say to have one grape, or even one piece of a pomegranate, which is a whole item, it's a davar choshev, and according to the Rishalmi, you have to make a bracha achroina. Now, that, the halacha we don't do that. But therefore, it's ideal to avoid eating what's called a beria. In other words, if you're just picking grapes and you're just planning on having one or two, don't put the whole grape in your mouth. Bite off half the grape, swallow it, have the other half, because then you didn't have a beria. Or if you buy a shalom zocher and they're giving it arbus, and you're just making a beria adama on the arbus, one arbus is a dava sholem. So a yoreh shemayim should be choshish for the Yerushalmi, that if you have one of these chickpeas, then that's it's mechayev bracha achroina. So better to enjoy yourself at the Shalom Zohar and have enough to have a brain of ashes. Thank you very much. I think I like to double check here, but I think if it's substantial.